This is GQDN for Friday, May 16th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including Questworthy. If you do that, put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. It's really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there too. More stuff tomorrow. And by stackup.org. Great, great community. You guys should go check them out. In today's news, we have some Fortnite news. We got some Xbox console news. And Avowed did release a 2025 roadmap. But I did say Fortnite, right? Yes, I did. VG247 did say that the Fortnite developer, Epic, did accuse Apple of clock blocking. Yes, they did, in the US. So, Epic did say that Fortnite could become available on iOS in the US for the first time since 2020. But now it might not be happening because Epic is now accusing Apple of store blocking. Now, VG247 did report last week that the CEO, Tim Sweeney, did launch a fresh effort to get Apple to agree to readmit the game to the App Store following a judge issuing a verdict against Apple itself because they were saying that Apple does take a cut from them via the store. And Epic did say that, well, we're done. And they said that 5 years ago. So, because of that, Epic now has a very sour taste in their mouth. Want some proof? Fortnite said on X, quote, Apple has blocked our Fortnite submission, so we cannot release the US App Store or the Epic Game Store for iOS in the European Union. Now, sadly, Fortnite on iOS will be offline worldwide until Apple unblocks it, end quote. So the fight continues. We'll get to Fortnite the game later on in the show. But for now, WCCF Tech did say, Kojima, yep, it's him. He's planning on continuing to making games even after he's dead. So, this was reported by BGC. And he did comment on his future as a creative person, revealing that an unspecified illness he suffered during the pandemic, an eye operation, and people around him passing away made him realize he was getting old. And that would mean that he would not have enough time to make some video games. So that made him reevaluate his priorities, along with making him set aside some directing a movie. But it also convinced him to leave a USB stick with his ideas and possibly a will for Kojima Productions. And that could help him make games long after he's gone. So what could he make? Well, in the latest issue of The Edge magazine, Kojima did also say in his next game, Death Stranding 2 on the Beach, which could be more popular than Death Stranding 1, and that is because of the reception that it has and the test reviews that it has. And while we know that he's not happy about that, because he would like more controversial games with a bigger appeal to the market. So, Death Stranding 2 on the Beach will be launching June 26th on PlayStation 5 worldwide. We're going to stay with WCCF Tech because, oh yeah, PlayStation 5, right? Well, Red Dead Redemption 2 could actually get a port on Nintendo. Oh yes, it's Rumorville. Don't forget the kids in the back seat now. We already got the luggage in the car, so let's go. Now, this was reported by Game Reactor, and they have sources close to Rockstar Games. And they did reveal that the studio is working on an open world game that was originally released in 2018 on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. So what they're saying is that there's a patch that's going to be released to Red Dead Redemption 2. It'll be an update for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S for the graphics and performance. And the patch could be released to the Nintendo Switch 2 once Nintendo Switch 2 comes out. Or not long after. So, what could happen with that? Well, there's not much information on that right now. And that's why it is a part of Rumorville. So we'll see if it happens or not. Just keep in mind that they're also working on Grand Theft Auto 6. Now we're going to stick with Nintendo because GoNintendo.com did say that they have no plans. Nintendo has no plans to use game cards for the first party Switch 2 games. So there's some debated topics surrounding Switch 2 and the game key cards could be one of them, because the game key cards are physical Switch 2 releases that will require a download. But Go Nintendo says that those key cards has bugged physical game proponents. But when it comes to the Nintendo games, the key cards may not affect them. Now, that was due to a response that Nintendo had that was shared by Nintendo Life. And they said that Nintendo does not, quote, currently have no plans, end quote, to use the game key cards, especially for the first party developed games, which would mean that Mario Kart and Donkey Kong, well, Mario Kart World and Donkey Kong Bonanza, would require no downloads, zero downloads for those two games. But there's a lot of third party games that are going to need the game key card at the time of the Switch 2 launch. So Go Nintendo is saying be careful. But we did talk about Mario Kart World and Donkey Kong Bonanza, right? Well, according to GamesRadar.com, you better not leave out Diddy Kong. He got redesigned. And according to their creator, he looks better than ever. That's a quote. So what does he look like? And what was the redesign on him? Well, they did post a picture of Diddy Kong where he has his red Nintendo hat. He has a gun that apparently shoots wood. He's got a singlet, which is just a shirt that goes over one shoulder that we could see. And by looking at the picture, that's not too bad. In fact, Donkey Kong on Reddit did say, quote, they casually changed the thumbnail of a news video they uploaded 2 days ago with two new renders, including Diddy. That was posted by Big Daddy Carlo. And that was on the Nintendo News on the Nintendo app. My Nintendo app. So, how would you like that new design if you saw it? You can let me know at Joe Brums on social media. Well, that's basically Blue Sky and Twitter. Or X, as you would call it. But that's not all. Eurogamer did say that Avowed has a 2025 roadmap. Now, if you haven't played Avowed and you like some of the RPGs that are out there, what are you doing? I'm just saying, it's a really good game. But Avowed now has a patch 1.4 that is available now for PC and Xbox Series X and S. And it does have some improvements to it. Now, I'm not going to get into that, but with that 1.4, Obsidian, the maker of Avowed, did confirm that there is more stuff on the way for Avowed. And there are two additional updates for the year that will be coming this summer and this fall. And Avowed will improve the crafting improvements, the NPC abilities and behaviors, new active and passive abilities, new unique weapon and armor, and a custom map markers. In fact, they did post it because what I just told you were the summer ones. The fall one has new game plus, a photo mode, new weapon type, changing appearance in the world, new character presets, and more godlike features presets. And there are some other life improvements that are coming, but they're putting in a new game plus. But see, that game's not going to get blocked. This one is. One of the best games last year, Stellar Blade, on the PC release, according to Eurogamer, is going to be blocked in over 120 countries. And Shipped Up said, what? Because they did share the news on their social media, because a number of fans did respond with the Steam screenshots showing that they're unavailable for the region. And Shipped Up did respond to confirm that the PC version does not require a PlayStation Network account. And the screenshots were unavailable for the region by the looks of things. So Eurogamer did check the Steam DB, and they said that Stellar Blade was restricted in over 120 countries, where most of them are where Sony's PlayStation Network is unavailable. Now, they did mention Helldivers 2 because it's a similar situation, because that game was pulled from the sale in 177 countries. And that's where PlayStation said, whoops, and removed the PlayStation Network requirement. So what could happen with the game in all those countries? We shall see. Now we get to some good stuff. Pure Xbox said that there are two new releases of getting free demos for Xbox Series X and S, and that is Blades of Fire. So here's what they said up on X, quote, at Blades of Fire. Things to know about our upcoming demo. We're launching May 15th. We packed a lot in. Experience the first few hours of Blades of Fire. Your save data and progress will carry over to the main game at launch. We can't wait to hear what you think. And then there was Captain Blood. I just had to do that, because that was a canceled original Xbox game that was released for Xbox One, Series X, and Series S earlier this month. So, it is a demo. Captain Blood did say up on X, quote, Steel and Swagger, Gold and Glory. After 20 years, Captain Blood is finally out, and the game starts launching now on all major platforms. Set sail, pirates. We hope you enjoy the adventure. Arr. Oh, yes, I had to do it. I know I was only half. Whatever. Now, sticking with Pure Xbox, we've heard about the Xbox handheld. Are we going back to Rumorville? Because the Xbox 2027 handheld is expected to include the Nintendo-like docking system. So we know that it's going to be an Asus ROG Ally. And Pure Xbox was hearing about this on Windows Central from yesterday. And it's where their sources have told the website that this handheld could feature a docking system. Quote, from what I understand, there will be a true Xbox handheld made by Microsoft, complete with a docking station emulating the Nintendo Switch. So basically looking like the Nintendo Switch dock. But the outlet also said that the next Xbox console could also arrive in 2 years, 2027. And they could have some storefronts to it, like Steam and Epic Games. But that's Rumorville. That's still about 2 years away. But still, a docking station for an Xbox handheld. Well, how about a new controller for your Switch? And this takes two hands to do it. According to The Verge, 8-Bit News, they make an all-button arcade controller, which is about 16 millimeters thick. And it's got some big buttons, too, because it's the arcade controller, which did manage to slim down the original joystick, and it has a pretty unique layout. It takes both hands to use. The buttons for your left hand would be black, and for your right hand would be red, because they're levelless controllers, because it does not have a joystick control. So, it is a bit different. It does have your up, back, left, right, and your different attack buttons to it. But they also made one there for Xbox as well. And one for PC. But you know what you control with that? Your Fortnite character. I'm not going to try and do this one. Just know that you could talk to Darth Vader using some generative AI speech. And people did try to get Darth Vader to swear. But Epic did say, quote, we pushed a hotfix within 30 minutes of this happening in-game, so this shouldn't happen again. So, yep, he can talk back to you. And people were loving it, too. So if you play Fortnite, go find Vader, if you can, unless he finds you first. But you know where to find us. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge for the weekly show. We got lots to talk about. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. See you tomorrow night. Until then, go play some games, people.